Hello and welcome to the Witchy Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Danae Sweet, and here we talk about anything witchy, spiritual, metaphysical, and everything in between. This is episode 16. Woohoo! Today I have a guest, Sarah Campbell. She is a crystal healer and her business is the Auric Circle. And we will talk about crystals and how they help us in healing sessions and just a little bit more of the detailed stuff that I don't really think about when I use crystals because I'm just enjoying using them. So it's more of the science-y stuff behind it. She's going to fill us in on a little bit of that. Also, I promised that I would talk about cleansing my home as far as energetically cleansing it, because we are moving into a new home this weekend. We went up to the new home and kind of got it ready spiritually. So, and what I mean by that is, you know, making sure all the energy that was shitty is gone and allow the vibration of the home to want to pull in all the good stuff, love and prosperity and happiness and all that good stuff. So I guess I will get right into that. First of all, I want to mention that I am a Reiki master, so I do use Reiki when I go in and I cleanse a space. And the one, so how do I start it? So for an entire property, so the yard and everything, I start with the house, and I want to drive out any negative energy. If there's a spirit there that needs to cross over, help them do that. So I'm going to do that, but first with some Reiki and kind of bring in a vibration that does not allow negativity to reside there. I'm going to use Reiki on the home. I will go room by room and basically use Reiki energy to cleanse any of the shitty energy that might be in there. And when I'm done doing that, then I go around the home and I use various tools. The first one I usually do is some kind of smoke clearing. And I don't know why this time I decided I wanted to use Yerba Santa, but this time that's what I used. I can post, I definitely will post some stuff about that in the blog and the show notes so that you, if you want to go look up what Yerba Santa looks like, you can. But I'll make sure I have pictures of it. So anyway, we went around the home and had all of the cabinets, all the closet doors open, pretty much all of the things that could be opened, we opened it, went around the house, and we actually went around the house counterclockwise to get rid of crappy energy. So that's the way, I don't know, I was taught, or not taught, but that's kind of how I learned it, is to go counterclockwise to get rid of stuff. So we're going counterclockwise to get rid of any negative energy, any stagnant energy, anything like that that needs to go. So we went room by room. We've, you know, made sure the smoke got in every little place. And oh, also we have the windows open, because I feel like when you're going around the house and you're doing this, you got to get it out the window. The smoke needs a place to go. The energy needs a place to go. And I'm pretty visual, so I love to see that smoke, you know, eventually seep out an open window. To me, that like is signifying that the energy that's no longer welcome there is leaving. So I do that. And I guess it's a good thing to note that before I do any of this, I guess I should have said this in the beginning, before I do any of this, I do make sure that I have like a protective bubble around me. My guides are there. If I feel like the place is a place where I'm going to need a little extra, then I will call in, you know, some help from some angels and things like that. That's just pre to go kind of backwards. Before you start any of it, make sure that you're bubbled up. Make sure you're protected. Make sure that you're in a good space. So then I'm going to go through the house and do my thing. After I get done smoke clearing the home, then I go ahead and I have an oil blend that I make. And this oil blend was, I don't know, it just kind of came to me what I should put in it. Some of the ingredients, I use essential oils. So some of them are sage, Palo Santo, what else is in there? Peppermint. I've got some rosemary, and there's some other stuff. But I go ahead and I put this in a little bottle with some like fractionated coconut oil. I do have onyx stones in there, and then some herbs. And I charge that, you know, on a full moon. get banked nice and powerful. So I will use that around the home. So I'm going to use that to clear the energy and seal out any crappy energy from all the windows. So I'm going to take this oil, put it on my fingertips, and I go around the sill and the top of the window. Then I put some kind of protection symbol. I like to put runes on the windows, like draw it with the oil. So a lot of times I will do that. And also I'm gonna make sure that I do every window. I do the doors. I do interior doors too. I don't know. It's probably not necessary, but I just feel like, you know, my room is my sanctuary and I like to have it very well protected. So I will go ahead and I will do the rooms. And then when I'm done doing the oil, then I'll put the oil down and I will go around, and sometimes I will use salt. Right now, I don't know why, but I really wanted to use red brick dust. So I went ahead and used red brick dust around the doorways and the sills. I just kind of sprinkle it along, like inside the track. So it kind of like gets, it probably doesn't look the best right now because I've got like red dust on all my windowsills. But anyway, I put that all around. Red brick dust does a couple things. It creates an energetic barrier, but also it helps bring in some places they believe that it brings in like prosperity. So it's a good floor wash to use for your business. But anyway, I digress. So when I'm done going around the house and sealing all of the doors and the windows and everything with the red brick dust, I will kind of take a note like, okay, so how does this house feel now? Does it feel like there's still some kind of stagnant energy in here? And if that happens, then I'm going to use sound clearing. So I will use a singing bowl, a bell, I will clap, you know, kind of whatever, just kind of get the energy moving so that I can get another kind of, I guess, kind of test it again after I go around the house. I'll test it again, kind of take note of how it feels. And at this point, if there's any spirits that are still there after all of that, I will try to move them on. If I can't, if it's somebody else's house, I will, if they don't want to move on, I can take them home with me and help them move on later. So, sounds really weird. But anyway, so when that is done, then we go around and we move to the outside. And I'm going to go, so basically we're starting at the interior, like the middle of your property, and pushing all the negative energy out and away. So now we're done with the house. We're going to do the same thing ish on the outside. So I have that oil. Sometimes I'll put that a couple drops of oil in a bowl of a little, I don't know. I love to use, you know, moon water, any kind of, you know, water that you have charged in the moon is great. So anyway, I will kind of mix that up and use it on, you know, get it on my fingers and I'll flick it onto the house. And that's just another like energy clearing, kind of a blessing. And I'll go around the house and I will do that. And then I'm going to start smoke clearing outside. I'm going to smoke clear all the yard. So I'm going to start at the interior on the outside of the walls of my house. And then I just kind of work my way out like a spiral, I guess. And you just get larger and larger. And then when I get to the outsides of the property, that's when I'm done. You're all done. I did place some crystals on the corners of the property as well as some herbs and things like that. So you can use salt, red brick dust, you can use herbs, crystals, all those kind of things to put on the outer boundaries of your property to create just one more layer of energetic protection. So I did do that. And then we want to bring in, so now that we've cleared the entire property of any kind of stagnant energy, any kind of negativity or anything that's, you know, not serving your highest good, now we're going to go ahead and go around and we're going to pull in the good stuff. We want high vibrations. We want love, light, we want prosperity, happiness, joy, all that good stuff. And to me, this is going to be personal to you. I don't know what smells or what scents make you happy, but for me, it's like cinnamon and orange and, you know, to me, that's just a happy scent. When I mix like wild orange and cinnamon together, I just feel better. So anyway, I have this cinnamon and orange oil that I'm going to use. I'm going to use that in parts of the house and around the house. But on the property, I want to bring in a high vibration. So I did bring in a lavender bundle to create a high vibration smoke. So I'm going to take and I lit the lavender bundle and I'm going to go around the house the opposite way now. I'm going to go clockwise. So I'm going to pull in a high vibration and I'm going to do it backwards. So I'm going to start on the outside. I'm going to spiral my way inside because I'm pulling in all that good stuff. So now I've got that oil, the cinnamon and wild orange, and there's some other stuff in there. It's just that's the main two that I just wanted to tell you guys about. But I like to do that because one, it's a happy scent. Cinnamon also is empowering. It brings in prosperity and abundance. And when you think of prosperity and abundance, it's not always monetary. So prosperity and abundance to me means, you know, we have a home, we have money to pay our bills, we have food on our table, we have clothes to wear, we have an abundance of joy, abundance of happiness. So all of those things to me are abundance, not just monetary abundance. So I'm going to go around the house the opposite direction and do that whole flicking the water around the house. And then when I'm all done with that, I'm going to go in the house and I'm going to do the lavender around the house and kind of smoke, get that smoke of the lavender all up in everything, just like before, just going in opposite direction. And then I'm going to use the oil blend again, the wild orange and cinnamon blend, and I'm going to put that at my front door because I want to pull in that. So that's a pulling it in. So I'm going to put the lavender oil. I'm going to do my window or my door sill all the way around, and I'm probably going to put some kind of symbol or rune. I'm going to draw it on the door with that oil on my fingertips. So when I'm all done with that, then I like to make sure that everything's good. So I'm going to do another kind of test the waters and see what the energy feels like. And for me, that's just connecting. So that's grounding myself and sort of taking my awareness of my energy and pushing it outwards, you know, starting in the house and then feeling the property too. So if you want to like visualize what I'm doing, like imagine that like a bubble starts small around me and it just gets bigger and bigger. And it's kind of like my radar, I guess, if you want to call it that. But anyway, I'm going to check it. I'm going to make sure that everything feels good. And after that, we went ahead and we needed to physically clean the home. So we used a couple different things. I like to make my own like cleaning spray, and it's not like all natural, but I get a water, a spray bottle with some water in it. If you want to put a tiny bit of like some moon water or something in it, that's fabulous. I will put a couple drops of Dawn dish soap in it. Then I put, and I never measure it, I just kind of glob, glob, glob it in. But I dump Florida water in there, and then I have the oils that I use in that clearing and protecting oil blend that I used earlier. I will put that in the cleaner as well. And then in mine, I just reused like an old spray bottle from something else. But anyway, I have a Palo Santo stick in there. I've got crystals, I've got herbs, and all of those. That is my energetic / physical cleaning spray. We went around the home, we did the walls, the baseboards, we cleaned everything with this spray. We even did the floors with it. I know somebody had mentioned it that on the Facebook page, they'd asked if it was pet friendly. Honestly, some of those oils probably aren't pet friendly. I dilute them, they're not really strong. So the cleaner I have, I do put the oils in there. I have cats, I have dogs, and none of them have ever gotten sick from the cleaner that I use, this particular blend that I make. But that doesn't mean that your cat or dog wouldn't. So just use caution when you're mixing essential oils and you're using it around animals or small children. So I just want to put that disclaimer out there. Florida water smells really, really good. I do not know if that's pet safe either. This makes me sound like the worst pet like owner ever, but I've never had any of them like get sick from it. And this is going to sound terrible, but I have a legit window licker. My dog licks the windows. He gets on the back of the couch that's up against a picture window, and he licks the crap out of the window. And I know I've used that cleaner on it, and he has never gotten sick. That sounds so, like, I'm a terrible freaking dog mommy at this point. But anyway, so do your due diligence, because I sure didn't. Anyway, so when we're done cleaning it physically, it's also, we added that layer of energetic clearing because we went ahead and put all those herbs and, or that, yeah, the herbs and the crystals and the oils and stuff inside that cleaner. That just made, that house is like buzzing with amazing energy. Something else I like to do is that, that blend of oils that I make, I put it in a diffuser and we will just fill the house up with that oil, you know, with that oil smell. It smells fantastic, by the way. It smells crisp and clean, and it really, really does help, you know, get rid of yucky energy and raise the vibration in whatever space you're using it in. Okay, well, if anybody has any questions about how I clear it and, you know, want to know more about it, go ahead and post on the Witchy Woman podcast page or the group. The group's where you guys can just post and ask as many questions as you want. I made the group so you were able to post too. So if you have any questions, go there. Let's talk about it. How do you clean or cleanse your home energetically? I would love to know what other methods there are, because I'm always looking to diversify and try out new things. So share your way on the Facebook group. It's the Witchy Woman Friends group is what it's called now. All right, so before we get to the interview with Sarah, I got to give you guys an update on our ghost situation at work. So a lot has happened. I haven't been back up there. I actually was kind of in the middle of deciding whether I was moving my business to a different building or not, and it has nothing to do with the ghosts upstairs. It has everything to do with it not being quiet enough to do a hypnotherapy session and have a good experience for my clients. So I'm moving to a building that's like, it's just going to have me in it. I will have no co-tenants or anything. So it's going to be fabulous. Anyway, so now I haven't been back upstairs, but the activity has gotten ridiculously often active lately. There's been more footsteps. Now it's like somebody's dragging something up there. I was sitting talking to my friend and we heard something in my closet like move. There's no rats. There's no mice. There's nothing in my closet, but we heard very distinctly something in there. I had another friend in and they're like, there was footsteps upstairs. I mean, really heavy footsteps. And they're like, oh my God, did you hear that? I'm like, yep, that's just, it's just normal now. And then there was a little girl in the building that was telling everybody there's ghosts in the walls. Now, she could have been talking about the tenant next to her, but the person that was watching her took her next door and was like, here, see, it's just this person. And she kept insisting, no, there are ghosts in the walls, which is really, to me, super kind of creepy that a kid's picking up on it, and cool that a kid's picking up on it, I guess. But anyway, the activity continues. It's getting worse. I think maybe what started it is the landlord had gone upstairs to fix something and was banging on things and using a hammer. And I noticed also there's some stuff that they've been storing upstairs that's separate from the rest. Like it wasn't there before. So I don't know if adding something to the space and, you know, using the hammer and kind of being, you know, fixing things kind of stirred things up or what, but it's definitely more active than it was before. Like I said, I'm not leaving because of that, because honestly, they don't bother me. I feel completely 100% safe. It's just loud. So that's why I'm moving. I've been trying to decide whether I was going to do this for months now, because I really do love my little storefront, but I want to be able to do Reiki sessions and hypnotherapy sessions and everything else I do and have a quiet, peaceful experience for my clients. And right now I have kids running up and down the halls and banging, literally physical kids, not ghosts, banging on my store door windows and things like that. And I'm like, I'm just kind of over it. So I'm excited to have my own building. I have a yard. I've got like a little porch where I can put like a little patio set and have my tea in the mornings. I'm super stoked. It's got so much potential, and I've always wanted like my own space, and this is, it's just going to be really great. This is reason why this episode is going to be out late, is because I'm stressed beyond fucking belief. We're moving homes, so we're moving all that. I have to pack up a house that we've been in for 10 years while we're all trying to work and where my daughter is still in school. I'm trying to have a business, and now I'm moving that, and I am so, so stressed out. So my back went out. It's been really bad, but it finally went out bad enough that I had to have my husband take me down to the chiropractor this afternoon. And that's usually when I do all my editing, is on... All the final stuff is Tuesday, and today was just pretty well screwed because of my back. So I am doing this late, and I apologize for that. So I'm really excited for this interview. Her name is Sarah Campbell, and she is owner of the Auric Circle. She does crystal healings and is just an amazingly intuitive individual. So I will make sure that I have all of her links so you guys can contact her if you have any questions about this episode, or if you want to do a crystal healing session, because she does do them distance as well as physical. So you can be there, and she can do one in person, or you can do one a distance healing session. So I'll make sure I have all that. All right, without further ado, here we go. So why don't you start out and just introduce yourself and explain what Auric Circle is and kind of give us your promo.
Okay. See, that's the hard question, talking about myself. Is the hard question. Well, I do crystal healing. I do Reiki. I also make some of my own jewelry, like pendants and stuff.
Oh, cool. Cool. That's awesome. So I just have a couple questions to start out with about what led you to the crystal healing in the first place. Like, kind of, was it intuition, or did you see an ad, or kind of how did that all come about?
Honestly, it was sort of on a whim.
Yeah? Those are the best.
Yeah. Well, I guess I got to go a little further back to totally explain it, but
yeah,
basically, I guess I was desperate to find a direction in my life, and crystals were pretty much always fascinated me. So even after I found out that they did more than just look pretty, I kind of ran across the hibiscus moon class.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember even where I ran across it. I think it was in another group.
Okay. Did you sign up, or did you research it, or how did that, did you just dive right in?
I sat on the decision for quite a while before I even talked to my husband, because, well, you know how husbands are. They want to say no.
Dang it.
I don't know. It just kept bugging me. So I thought, why not just ask? And surprisingly, he said no, and I did it, and little did I know, by signing up, it would lead me to my passion.
Right. Oh, that's so cool. I love the little nudges, the ones that you're like, I'm just going to do this, and then all of a sudden it all works out. I think that's, it gives me chills thinking about how, like, aligned that is, you know?
And it was several nudges. It wasn't just, like, one little nudge.
Right.
It was coming up, it's like, hey, blinking sign. Listen.
Do this. That's awesome. So when you started learning about it and everything, what was like the first time you can remember crystals helping you heal? Was it during class, or was it before you started learning, you know, through the coursework?
I would say probably the most significant thing that stands out in my mind is in class. We have to work with just a single crystal at a time for several days and meditate with it, just be with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I meditated with it, I would say it's probably the first time I really felt or saw anything.
Uh-huh.
And it was pretty eye-opening. It was like, it stopped it about as quick as it came, because my fear came up and I was like, whoa, what just happened?
Yeah. No, I love that. I look back and I'm like, oh, I love that moment. That first one where you're, oh, I loved crystals before because they're beautiful. And now I get it. Like, you can actually feel it for your own self. And it like added more faith to my path, I think, when I started feeling crystals like actually affecting my physical body and my energy field around me. I thought, I need more.
Yes, because after that time, it's just been more and more and more, because now I know what to expect.
Oh, yeah.
So the fear doesn't creep in, and I can feel it, I can see it, mm-hmm. depending on what I'm seeing.
Right.
If I see anything, but yeah, it was like, before that, it was like, I don't get it.
Right.
I can tell when they feel good, but I didn't get it. And now after that experience, it was like, oh, I get it.
Right. So you do crystal healing sessions. Is that like a Reiki session, or how does that exactly work? Like, if I were to book one, what should I expect?
It's different. It's a little different than Reiki, though it complements Reiki quite well.
Mm-hmm.
Because both are working on you in an energetic way.
Right.
So let's see. Let's start a little of how crystals work.
Yeah.
They help us to change our energetic frequencies or the frequencies in our environment. So by introducing crystals into our energetic field, we can change the frequency that we are vibrating at to a more helpful state, mm-hmm. of a higher vibrational frequency. Your vibrational frequency can be pretty much influenced by anything, your emotional or mm-hmm. physical state, your stress level, your level of consciousness, your fears, depression, anxiety, illness, so on and so on and so on.
Right.
By introducing the crystals into your energy field and in training our vibrations to the vibration of the crystals, we kind of bring our bodies back into a more balanced state.
Wow.
So that's kind of what you're doing when you're getting the crystal healing session done.
Okay.
Is bringing yourself to the vibration of whatever stones you're using.
Mm-hmm.
Which crystal you would use would depend on what you're working with. I mean, if I'm working on your chakras, do you need healing, pain?
So is that like done in your like intake? Like when somebody comes to you, do they tell you, okay, well, I want a crystal healing session because I just got a divorce and I'm a wreck, so I'm sure my heart chakra and other things are a mess. So would you work on it like that? Like, go, okay, well, she's had a divorce. She's probably had a heartache. She probably has all kinds of lower chakra issues too. Do you then pick a crystal for each thing and then work on it? Or do you come some kind of like crystal diagnostics testing, or I'm not sure how it works.
It depends on what all you have that you need done. I have paperwork to fill out and a chakra questionnaire.
Oh, okay.
And we'll go from there and figure out, do we just need to balance your chakras? Is there a particular one we need to work on? Sometimes that we don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're into the session and say, I can't get your one chakra to keep going. We'll do more sessions and keep working on it. And we'll figure out personal issues, physical issues, just to help try to get that energy moving and flowing. And
mm-hmm. That is so cool. So do you carry, so I have rocks in my bras and my pockets and in my purse. They're everywhere. Do you have a tackle box or like a toolkit, like with all your crystals that you like take around? Because I think I envision like, I don't know, you like a crystal EMT with like a little, with like a to-go bag with all the crystals someone might need.
I actually have, I guess you would call it a makeup bag.
Uh-huh.
Like tote thing. I have my healing room in my house
uh-huh.
that I use. But if I need to take it out of the coat, I do have that box and I fill it up.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool that you do, you know, go to people if they can't come to you. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, because there's always situations, like, you're working with a cancer patient. They're not always in a healthy enough state to be able to leave their home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's so cool that you can offer that to others. I think that's a good service. Okay, so I know crystal people like me and you, we don't just have one favorite crystal, but if you could like narrow it down to your favorite one right now, what would it be?
That is like the hardest question ever.
I know.
I love them all.
Yes.
But I still think it goes back to the basics. I still think my favorite all-time crystal is still amethyst.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I think I probably have that and smoky quartz. Like the most instances of those in my house is probably those two.
Yeah. I hate the color purple, but
for really?
Some reason, I absolutely love amethyst. The energy is just, it's beautiful.
Oh, that's so cool.
Smoky's probably second there.
Right. I love it. I wear some form of jewelry with smoky quartz in it every day.
My wedding ring is smoky quartz.
Oh, that is freaking amazing. That's so cool.
Oh, it's always on.
Oh, yeah. So you have that all the time. Okay. So last week, I kind of talked about, like, I mentioned some sacred geometry shapes when I was talking about, like, crystals for different deities and the elements and all that good stuff. And I don't know enough about it, so I didn't want to go into detail, but I knew you did. Can you just explain what is sacred geometry? So kind of what does the term even mean?
So sacred geometry is basically the language of creation, which exists at the foundation of all life.
Wow.
They're the blueprint of the sequence of movements that divine spirit makes as it descends from pure source energy down into matter.
Wow.
Creating the microcosm and macrocosm of the universe, and ultimately resulting in our physical world.
Wow. So it's basically like the building blocks of creation.
Yeah.
Okay. So like, yeah, this, to me it's like DNA is to us.
Yeah. Well, DNA is
sacred.
Form of
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so cool how it all is intertwined and everything. And so how does exactly, so each, the way I understand it, and then let me know if I'm wrong, each of the different crystals have a basic sacred geometry that their molecules all line up and create. Is that kind of on the right track?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And does that how each, because I'm imagining like each crystal, when I pick one up, I feel like it's like keys on a piano, like they all vibrate at a different frequency, and for me that, like, my brain says, oh, those are music notes. so does that sacred geometry affect the vibration then? Is that how it gets its vibration?
It plays a part in it, yes. Each of the, well, let's see, the sacred geometry, you know, is the five platonic solids, which is what you talked about last week.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Those are usually, that's kind of the building blocks of crystals.
Okay, cool.
And each one of those come with their own vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Like the tetrahedron, which is fire.
Yes.
For element. It is also for action.
Right.
The cube, or the hexahedron,
mm-hmm,
is earth and primal instinct.
Mm-hmm.
The octahedron is air and intelligence.
That is so cool.
The dodecahedron,
mm-hmm,
is spirit and divine thought, will, or idea. The last one, icosahedron, is water and emotions.
Uh-huh.
So as you know, each crystal, you know, works on different things like your emotions, your thoughts, your intelligence.
Absolutely.
So that kind of plays a part in it too.
Oh, okay. Cool. And I imagine, how much does color do you think have to do with it? Because color is a frequency as well, right?
Yes. That's an energetic vibrational frequency too.
Okay.
So each color represents a different vibration and plays a part in it too. Especially with your chakras, because each chakra is represented by a different color. So using
right,
that color light frequency can help align.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is so cool. Because when I, like, I have the basics. Like, when I do a Reiki session, I incorporate some crystals, but it's, they're underneath the bed. So I have, like, a copper coil for an amplifier, and then I also have the chakra stones. And I have them all laid out underneath the table. So when the clients get on, you know, for me, like, I don't know if it's how it works, but for me, when I'm doing a session, then I'm, like, if I'm working on their chakra system, like, just for instance, their, you know, third eye, because it's popular, I'm going to be working on that, and I've got my intentions towards it. And then I feel like that crystal underneath there helps match vibration. Like, it helps resonate with their energy with that crystal. So to me, it kind of makes me feel like that is my fail safe. Like, I know that that crystal's there to catch the vibration and try to help bring their the patient or the client's vibration up to it.
Absolutely, it helps.
I really like them. I'm not a certified healer or anything as far as crystals, but, and I don't have them, hold them, and I don't put them on their body or anything, but I definitely incorporate them. They're all over my office. And then for sure, when I've got treatments going on, I've got crystals that I think would help them around them. Even if it's just a hypnotherapy session, like if I know someone is anxious and having a hard time with panic attacks or something like that, I will make sure I go pick out crystals to put near the chair that they will be in that correspond with, you know, that helping that thing that they need help with.
Yes, that's putting that in your environment, which also helps too.
Uh-huh, yeah. And that's what I feel like the intention, the more times I can layer intention healing of whatever they, you know, of A, B, and C, the better their session will be, because I've got more layers of stuff going on than just me doing one session of hypnotherapy or something with them.
Yeah, absolutely. The more energetic layers, the better.
Oh, absolutely. I really, really, I just love crystals. We are so excited to be, we're going to go dig, I think the main crystal at the mine we're going to go to is clear quartz. Some of the pictures I thought we had some very purpley looking ones, so I don't know if it was the lighting or not. I'm kind of excited if there is amethyst. Kind of cool.
That's really cool. That would,
yes, I would be. I'm excited. I am excited to be in an area. I feel like the ground is going to vibrate like crazy just to be in an area that I know there's tons of quartz under the ground. I think will be fan-freaking-tastic.
Make sure to bring a grounding stone.
Oh, absolutely. I've got my whole, usually, so I wear crystals every day, and on my right hand, or my left hand, I usually, my receiving hand, I cover in grounding stones and, like, filtering stones. So I've got tourmaline and onyx, and I've got, I think I have, oh, garnet and smoky quartz and something, usually labradorite I've got on my left hand. And I feel like that, like, filters anything I might pick up is all my grounding and filterings on my left. I don't know. I feel like I've been told, or you see on the internet, left hand is receiving and your right hand is the projection hand. So my right hand, I always have something loving. I try to do, like, you know, quartz and rose quartz and, you know, something that I can send out love or at least assist in a good vibration, sending that out.
I love that.
So what do you wear on a regular basis?
I wear my two bracelets. I have Hemimorphite and Petersite.
Ooh.
And then I have a ring that is blue kyanite, which helps align all your chakras.
Right.
And then I also have azurine that I wear.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a rhodochrosite pendant too.
Oh,
help bring in any energy.
Absolutely. Yeah, you
every day.
You wear way more cooler named crystals. I wear like the basics. I am a basic crystal bitch.
I bought these with specific intentions.
Did you? So, oh, cool.
Yeah. I have my own healing work to do too. So.
We all do.
Yeah.
We
if you don't, you're lying.
I think we all go on like this. For me, my like spiritual path has been like a roller coaster. It's been, you know, Like, I'm vibrating so high, I feel like I'm aligning with, like, all there is. And then in the next split second, I'm like, you know, the chair got kicked out from underneath me. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my gosh. The world get kicks out from underneath you, and you have to, like, climb back up. And then you ride that for a while, and then boom. It just starts. It's an over and over cycle. I don't think it ever ends. Yeah.
I totally agree. My life's like that, too.
I think it's because I started thinking about, like, you know, the trials and the cycles that we have. But if we didn't have bad times, we wouldn't grow. We'd be so comfortable in the same spot. I don't think we'd be pushed to grow if we didn't have, like, the hard times.
Very true. I agree.
Yeah. As I know, some of the biggest leaps in my personal growth and my spiritual growth have happened, like, right after really, really shitty times, like bottom of the barrel emotional times. I feel like after that happens, I'm pushed to, you know, eventually go, okay, I don't want to feel this anymore. And then something huge spiritually always happens. So I've gotten to the mindset now that once something bad happens, I can wallow in it for a little bit, and then I have to, like, pick myself up and move on, because I know, because it happens over and over, that something good is coming. So I try to, like, keep my eye on the ball there.
You just have to figure out what the lesson is.
Yes, because I know there's a reason for it happening, and once you figure that out, it seems like it just goes, like, it clicks. Everything starts clicking, and things do get better, so...
I think 2019's been around about because.
Oh, yeah.
My life was like that this year. I know yours was and so many others.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning of the year was just.
It was rough. Yeah, it was rough, and but I do feel like it's coming. It's like the other swing of the pendulum is on its way. So,
I can start to feel that shift.
Yes, and it's been I've kind of like almost like a palatable relief of pressure, like okay, yeah. I don't have to like sit and brace for the next thing to come because I'm gonna get a break for a little bit.
Yeah,
I hope.
Break after this year.
Right. Every year I swear to God we've like I'm no longer saying next year is going to be my year or next year is going to be like the easy year because that's never happening.
It's just, well, I thought this would be my year and I was so excited for the first of the year.
Right.
To that first of the year brought pure hell.
Right. And I think this is the other side of the pendulum swinging through. I just think June's going to be a much better month energetically. I know it will be for us because we'll be moved to our new place and my business will be moved. So that'll be a lot of stress that I can leave behind.
Yeah. But it'll all be for good.
Yes. How can everybody get a hold of you if they want to talk to you about crystals or join your Facebook group, the Auric Circle, and if you have a website, I guess?
Well, the best way to get a hold of me is to find my Facebook page, the Auric Circle. I usually answer messages through there, but you can also go to my website, which is www.theauriccircle.com. There is a place you can email me through there, so I periodically check there too. But the quickest way is through Facebook.
Okay, perfect. Awesome.
And I also have a group for learning too.
Oh, that's
right. If you
want
to burn the crystals.
That would be fantastic. I will make sure I have all of your links in the show notes and in the blog. That way, if they're not where they can write anything down right, you know, while they're listening, they can go ahead and just go to the notes.
Perfect.
Cool beans. Oh, do you do distance sessions? Do you do distance Reiki sessions or anything like that?
I do both distance Reiki and distance crystal healing sessions.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. I will make sure that I note that you do both. That way, if anybody's not in the area that you actually live in, they can still experience a crystal healing session. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, because energy knows no space, time, distance.
Absolutely. Cool. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing all of your knowledge. I definitely feel more educated about crystals now.
Yay. Well, thanks for having me.
No problem. Thank you again, Sarah, for coming on the show. I really, really appreciate you taking the time and explaining a little more of the science-y stuff to us about crystals, and just hanging out with me. I really appreciate it. I'll make sure I have all of her links to the Auric Circle, her website, and her Facebook page. That way you guys can get a hold of her if you want to try out a distance healing session. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening. I really, really do appreciate everyone that is taking the time out of their day and listen to me babble on about crystals and witchy shit and metaphysical things and the drama and shit show that is my life. I'm really, really excited to be offering this to you guys. Please go to the Witchy Woman podcast page and the Witchy Woman Friends group. Make sure that you like and you ask to join. I love to do discussions about the episodes afterwards. I think that's really fun to interact with you guys. And I will be having more polls up to see what you guys want to talk about next time. My trip to go dig crystals is coming up. So I'm planning on, if I've got good service there, I will be doing some live videos in the Witchy Woman podcast, that group, the Witchy Woman Friends. I'm going to try to do some live videos. And again, that's not going to be until like the first week in June, but I'm really trying to get everything organized and episodes done so that that is all taken care of and you don't have to do without the podcast on that Tuesday because I will be gone. So I'll make sure that I have you guys taken care of. Can you guys do me a favor? If you're listening on iTunes, can you please rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast? It helps the podcast get exposure and helps me reach new listeners. So if you could do that, that would be great. If you're listening on any other platform, if you're able to do the subscribe, rate, and review thing, do that as well. I would really, really appreciate it. I guess that's all I have for you guys for now. I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your week. Bye-bye.